Okay, so picture this. We've gone from AI being a niche topic to large language models like Claude and GPT practically rewriting the rules for how we work, learn, and create, all in just a few years.
I keep coming back to the sheer speed of this evolution. It feels like yesterday they were just glorified chatbots. Now they're drafting emails and analyzing complex data.
Think of it this way. It's like if Uber had a baby with Wikipedia, but that baby could also write flawless code in dozens of languages. It's not just information retrieval anymore.
But what if we flip that? Beyond the code, the source material mentions creative writing. I wonder whether we're ready for AI-generated novels or screenplays.
And this is where it gets wild. They're not just doing basic outlines. Some of these models can generate entire narratives with remarkable fluency, mimicking different styles and tones.
Here's what bugs me about that. If AI can generate compelling creative work, where does that leave human artistry? Does it devalue the original, the unique spark?
Wait, actually, let me back up for a second. It's not just creative output. The analytical side is equally mind-blowing. Imagine an AI sifting through gigabytes of financial reports in seconds, or drafting highly personalized marketing copy, summarizing lengthy documents, even brainstorming product features. It's an incredible productivity multiplier.
So the real question is, with all these capabilities, what happens to human jobs? Does it free us up for higher level thinking or simply automate us out of existence?
That's the employment question everyone's grappling with, right? It's less about jobs disappearing entirely and more about job roles transforming dramatically.
The part nobody's talking about is the skill shift. The demand for critical thinking, complex problem solving, and AI literacy will probably skyrocket, leaving many behind.
Yeah, it's not just automation, but augmentation. But beyond jobs, there are bigger concerns that keep researchers up at night: safety, bias, and ensuring these systems behave. I mean, if an AI is making critical decisions based on flawed data, the repercussions could be massive.
Okay, but let's stress test that for a second. How do you even define safety for an AI that can learn and adapt? It's not a simple checklist.
Exactly. And bias is huge too, given that these models are trained on vast amounts of internet text, which inherently reflects societal biases, prejudices, and historical inequalities.
I wonder whether the training data itself is the root of the problem, and if we can ever truly scrub it clean enough to remove all inherent biases.
That's why researchers are intensely focused on what they call alignment techniques, making sure AI systems behave in ways beneficial to humans. This includes work on constitutional AI, where you give the model a set of principles, and reinforcement learning from human feedback, or RLHF, to steer its behavior.
So the real question is, are these purely technical fixes for what are fundamentally ethical and philosophical problems? Can you code morality?
It's a deep one for sure, but another key area is interpretability research, trying to open the AI's black box and understand why it made a particular decision. If you can't understand its reasoning, how can you trust it? Especially in high-stakes applications like medicine or finance.
Here's what bugs me about that. Interpretability still feels largely reactive. We're trying to understand after the fact, rather than proactively designing for ethical outcomes from the start.
True, but it's progress. Meanwhile, the business world isn't waiting. Companies are racing to integrate AI into every aspect of their operations. From customer service and marketing to R&D and supply chain management, they're embedding these models everywhere.
Okay, but let's stress test that for a second. Is this rapid integration driven by genuine strategic advantage, or is it partly just FOMO, the fear of being left behind?
Probably a bit of both. There are certainly genuine efficiency gains and new product opportunities, but the competitive pressure is undeniable.
I keep coming back to the balance required, the immense potential for innovation versus the critical need for responsible development and thoughtful governance.
Here's the thing that blew my mind. This isn't just another tech trend. It's becoming foundational infrastructure for society, impacting everything from education to healthcare. We're building the future with these tools, and the collective effort to ensure that future is beneficial, safe, and equitable is paramount.